Your local Toledo morning show. Denny Schaefer on Q105.
Live and local, bringing you the funk on Fridays. More funk coming up here at the Q105. Denny Schaefer Show brought to you by Evas. That's right. Get $50 off for free alterations on any dress purchase from Evas Bridal Boutique and Alterations. Light rain this morning. Showers possible this afternoon, but partly sunny for the weekend. Highs near 80. Not bad. I think we're still at 66 at the Cumulus Compound. 66. Hasn't moved since we signed on. It's weird. All right, so I haven't paid my insurance. Somebody called or texted me. Says, you pay your insurance yet? Because I said, no. Why should I pay my all my insurance? Because, you know, the world's about coming to an end because of, you know, Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. Those two psychos.
Between that and the eclipse, man.
I know.
Mm-hmm. And isn't Mercury in retrograde?
Yeah, right.
Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lizard man. And,
Yeah, right. Lizard
and
man.
Butt.
Sure.
Butt pokes
are lining up.
Oh yeah, butt pokes are running rampant. Especially a big brother. All right, so I bring that up because there is a preparedness PSA that is recirculating now in Ventura County, California. Apparently, these have been around for years, but they started recirculating them because of what's going on with North Korea.
Sure.
Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But they're serious.
Yeah.
But they do their, you know, how do you survive a nuclear war? And they do it in song. This is legit.
Oh, no.
This is produced by the state.
Oh, no, it's blown. The cloud is in the sky. Don't run, no fun. You've got to get inside. You don't need to be scared. You don't need to be loud. Because you can survive even a mushroom cloud. If you want to be okay, gotta do what I say. So get inside and stay inside. Stay tuned to the news. If you want to be okay, gotta do what I say. So get inside and stay inside. Stay tuned to the news.
What is the cow?
Was that a cow at the end?
Yes.
What?
It must be a farm country there in California. Well,
I guess
I don't
the
know.
Cow stays outside. He doesn't get to come in the house.
That's not good
though.
For the cow.
No, the cows will be the first to go.
He'll be overcooked.
Yes, he will be. Peel off a little bit there and have a little nuclear yummy.
Leather.
Yeah. Isn't that just bizarre?
I kind of love that jingle.
I kind of do too.
I don't know why.
It's hot.
But it makes me smile.
I got to check, see if there's a video with that. I don't think there is. I think it's just all audio. If there's a video, that'll be my blog for Monday.
I'm sure it's a cartoon.
Because I'm a blogger.
Oh, animated.
Hey, when are we trying those Oreos?
Oh, no. They have been poo-pooed.
We always... What? Who poo-pooed them?
Susie poo-pooed my Oreos.
Hold on a second.
Come on, I leave in a few minutes. Let's get them out.
All right. First off, we got jerky... Hold on.
Okay.
We learned some things today. One,
yeah.
Paul is the jerk driver who drives in the left lane
on
the expressway.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going over the speed limit.
I had good
but
reason.
He's blocking traffic. He won't get over. And if you flash your light, he slows down. He's that douche.
Yep.
Which... Yeah.
I had good reason.
Read the latest comment about Paul.
Oh.
I have a comment?
Hang on.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Keep talking. Let me find it.
Speaking of you being a douche
anyway,
this is how
road.
We take things out of context here. This is how people get sued.
Susie apparently ticked Trisha off because Trisha got all excited about these Oreos that she brought. Because we're foodies and we like to try stuff.
And I thought I was so excited. I'm like, oh, I found
she walks
the new
in with
Oreos.
She walks in with her Oreos and
so
sets
excited.
Them down. And Susie goes, we've already had those.
No, we didn't have those.
No, it wasn't even that.
It was
those aren't peanut butter and jelly because they're the peanut butter and jelly Oreos.
Right. And
you brought in
the peanut butter Oreos.
And I'm like, ooh, I want to try those. Trisha's like, nope. Susie's poo-pooed him. I'm like,
she's poo-pooed him.
All right, how about she doesn't get to try him, but I do.
And you ask why I want to be a ticket taker.
But the slit is open.
Because you poo-pooed my Oreos. That's why.
As your work husband, I forbid you to work outside of this studio.
You're
not
funny.
Allowed to work at Stranahan.
You can't.
You're not the boss of her.
You're not the boss of me.
I'm telling you.
Here I am.
Serious.
Connie called.
Work wife.
Connie called Paul an ass face.
He is an ass face.
She said, I used to feel bad how Paul was treated. Now I agree.
See? What's her name again?
Connie.
Connie, don't ever doubt me. When
I turn on somebody,
I am right. So just go, oh yeah, all right. I'm with you on this one, Denny. And now, it took her that long to figure it out that the abuse you get is well deserved and earned.
She doesn't know the truth. It's all right.
Yeah, so anyway, these are the
people on Facebook Live. There's the Oreos that Susie poo-pooed. By the way, Facebook Live is brought to you by Castillo Funeral Home.
We didn't have those yet.
Visit CelebrateLifeToledo.com. Well, then why? Okay, but you poo-pooed them, and now she won't give them to us.
Hold on. I said they're not peanut butter, and you said, yeah, why didn't you bust her yesterday on the text? So you knew, too.
But you...
But then, why didn't you bust me yesterday?
Here's what you should have done.
That was so great of her to go and help and get
Oreos.
Then
I remembered it.
Yes.
And
yeah, but there's the wrong ones.
They're the wrong ones.
According to Susie,
but
the poo-pooer.
But there's still peanut butter. It's like the base level.
Girls, Denny's already tired.
Tell you what.
We
how about
can try
this?
Try them
how about
out
this?
And then add... And
I will allow you to go on a job interview at Stranahan if you let me try a couple.
Denny, she's going to get the job. I can't let her go.
She might not. It might be devastating.
Ooh, those look good.
Try away.
Not Susie.
Not
That's
for you, Susie.
Right.
No.
It's
no,
fine. I'm
no
allergic
Oreos
to peanut.
Oh, my gosh. They smell so good.
You're not allergic.
They
to
They do.
Really?
She's not allergic to peanut butter. Or chocolate.
I get all... Yeah, no. It's
she
all.
She gets,
me.
I'm keeping them
I'm
over
like,
here
my
so
gosh,
you don't
that's
get at
fine.
Them.
I'm closing
here
them all.
Here we go. You can't have any either ass-face driver, Paul.
Oh. Paul's the one that wants them.
He ain't getting any.
He wants them
Sorry,
bad.
I'm
Danny
him.
Was nice. He asked for them.
There you go. All right, I'm trying it.
Okay.
We took the whole bite, too. He didn't split it up. He took the whole bite.
Oh, man, these are good.
No, seriously, are they?
Oh, yeah.
Is it legit peanut butter in the middle?
Wait for the aftertaste.
I don't. Hold on. I got to wait for the aftertaste. It doesn't appear to be showing up.
It's just peanut butter, right?
So when you swallow
well,
it, it's over?
It's peanut butter-like.
Ish. Oh, it's not real peanut butter.
But that's okay.
I don't know.
They flavored the white
Probably.
Frosting to be peanut
I don't know.
Butter flavored.
Maybe. But it's good.
It's yeah. fine.
Oh, yeah.
It's got that chocolate peanut butter combo
oh, yeah.
thing going.
It's not like a Reese's, but
no,
it's
but
it's
but
pretty
it
darn good. But Susie, you will never know. Unless you go buy your own, damn
I'll
it.
Know that when we do peanut butter and jelly.
You almost denied me.
Why don't you give me one of those?
Because of your being a poo-pooer. Stop poo-pooing. No more poo-pooing.
But now that I can go to that job interview at the Stranahan, we're good.
Okay, you can go to the interview, but you can't take the job.
Teddy, she, of course she's going to get the job.
She's not
she's
taking
friendly.
The job.
She's friendly. She's perky.
I am friendly
Let me tell
as
you
well.
Something. If mm-hmm. if she gets the job over
Teddy,
there,
she wants
okay,
the job.
She won't last one night.
Why?
Because as soon as you're standing there taking the tickets and you're going to talk to everybody that comes by, and it's not just, they won't initiate it with you. It'll be you. Oh, my gosh, that top is so pretty. Where'd you get that neck? Where'd
sure.
you get that necklace? Oh, I love your jewelry. Your hair looks so good. Where do you get it done?
I will make everybody feel so good when they come through that ticket line.
I know.
Line.
I know. And you know what? The people behind you.
That will
yeah,
be
one
my
person, because the people behind that person
be
will hate you. It's like, shut up, Courtney.
I'll get road rage, man.
You will. You'll get a guy who rams into who bumps yeah. you from behind. He'll butt poke you.
Uh-oh.
You'll get butt poked.
Oh, another reason to apply.
It's Act Two. Could you please let these people in?
Hey, lady, it's intermission. Zip it.
They haven't seen the first part of the show yet.
What? Everybody will line up at my ticket spot because they'll want to feel good. That thought will make
no,
them.
You know what? I don't think they're going to line up at your spot.
No, they won't. Well, they may. Some might. Wow, these cookies are good. And no aftertaste.
Oh,
all right, Colette, what do you got, darling?
Well, I was going to say, if Tricia wants to test the waters for ushering, she should see if the volunteer ushers need any at the Peristyle, because it's a smaller venue.
Oh, that's and, pretty, too.
And she doesn't need to be
though.
In the nosebleed
that's
section.
Yeah, but I don't, but yeah, that is a bit of a drive for me, but it is beautiful at the Peristyle.
It is very
Susie, how come you aren't taking Colette out because she's encouraging this? How come you're not
well,
yelling Colette at
Colette? Colette wants her to go to the Peristyle. And
well,
that's okay,
volunteer.
Because I know that won't happen.
Stranahan
it's
is
too,
pay.
Yeah, right.
Oh. Yeah, she's not volunteering, man.
No. Although I like what you're thinking.
She's tired of it's giving it away for free.
I thought about being exactly. I've thought about being like a what are the museum people called the bosun?
Docents.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's a whole year and a half training.
I know it is.
Now.
I know.
Oh my goodness.
That's why
too
I
much
for
you.
No.
Go work at the Renaissance.
That'd be fascinating, though.
Go be a navigator at the Renaissance.
You know, the other thing that would be really cool, but it would be too much work and too much training, too, would be CASA.
How about this? You already have a job.
Well, yeah, but I'm expanding my horizons. I'm opening my mind. See what you've done for me?
Broadening
yourself.
I'm
broadening myself.
Gotta go, Colette.
Okay, thanks.
See you.
Bye-bye.
There's only one place you're supposed to spread your wings, and you ask him. He'll tell you
we
when.
We better take her bowling for that for her birthday 2 years ago, Denny.
I'm ready to bowl, man.
Okay.
Let's go. Hey, we go to Forest View.
Yeah, right. That's where we're going.
That's where
we
we're going.
We better get on
really
it, schmoozer.
I'll set
that
up. Oh, that place is awesome.
You're going to cut into your nap time if you get another job, you know.
Yeah,
you
know.
Well, no, would there be evenings?
Yeah,
it should be night. And I love
one or
the
other,
theater.
Paul.
I mean, I love
remember,
theater.
You have to be to work at 7 in the morning. You don't want to be up till 11 o'clock at the theater.
The theater.
Well, I couldn't do both. I couldn't
right,
do both
it's one
of
or
them.
The other.
I couldn't do both. But I try the one out and see how I like it. And then
you're going to like, okay.
Decide. Well, and you know who's going
to. You're going to quit radio to be a ticket taker?
I don't know. I could.
Oh my God. You know what? No.
Her arrival time will change.
But then you meet new people. Yeah.
And it's
you
normal
get
hours.
New people every time. And it's like.
Have you seen people out there? You don't want to meet anybody else.
You know how bad you would miss us.
And you don't. I wouldn't miss. You're not
for
going
a hot
anywhere.
Second.
I could still see you.
You would tune in one day and we'd be on
friends.
The air and you'd be so sad you're not part of it. No.
Oh, I don't know.
Not letting that happen.
You'd be so sad.
Well,
you
no.
Would.
Just I'd be sad. I'd be sad. I'd be ticked if somebody else was sitting in this chair. See, that would be the rub.
Yeah.
That'd be like, oh, no.
I bet you Chris Peterson
you
wouldn't mind
have...
coming in.
Oh, well, Chris would be okay. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be mad if it was Chris. I love Chris.
She's perky.
She's very perky.
No, I'd probably think anybody that filled the chair would not like him too much. I'd be like, oh, no, they're good. I like them. Didn't
and then
fun.
You'd be like, oh, my gosh, it sounds like they're having fun. Oh, I wish I was there having all that fun. But no, I got to go take tickets from a bunch of blue hairs.
But I can...
yeah. They're coming in to hear Boots Randolph.
Oh, don't get worked up.
What?
Who's Boots Randolph?
I just
I kind of want to see Boots Randolph.
Or if it's a musical. You
I don't think he's alive anymore.
Yeah, I think right. they get, do you think they
no,
get
he
like,
di-
special
he died
deals on TV?
Yes, yes.
Since we've been back.
You get snacks and deals? Oh, man. Probably special parking.
You need no deals. You're not going anywhere. All right. We need to move on.
Okay.
We got funk to get to.
Right.
More funk. But first, Denny Shaver for Stem Cell International. Yes, my knees have been done, and they feel fantastic because, well, I have the adult stem cell treatment over there. And it's basically taking your own cells out of your body, extracting them, put it in this fancy machine that spins the heck out of them, separates them, and then they inject them where all the pain is and where you need regeneration. It's amazing. Depending on what you're suffering from, they may be able to help you. Go to their website, stemcellinternational.org. You'll see a list of things they can help you with. Spinal cord injury, MS, Parkinson's, stroke, Alzheimer's, TMJ. I mean, all kind of stuff. And you can schedule an appointment, a free consultation right there online if you like. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way. Call them at 419-214-1860. 214-1860. Go in for a sit-down with Dr. Nick Dumas, CEO of Stem Cell International. And when you do, be sure to tell him Denny Shaver sent you.
Q105 weather from the Jim White.